435首。
Let us sing hymn 435. Have a
seat.
Before we share the testimony, we would like to kneel down and pray together.
Thank you.
圣灵所建立的教会
The church that is established by the Holy Spirit、
都知道这跟初期使徒教会的情况一样
It's the same as the church during the apostolic times
必须要有真理
It must be established with the truth
有圣灵
And the Holy Spirit
和神迹奇事的随着
And it must follow by signs and miracles
可见呢、啊、真正的信仰不但要靠熟悉圣经的道理
So a true faith is not only determined by our understanding of the Bible
我们也要依靠圣灵的帮助和体验
Furthermore, we need the help of the Holy Spirit to experience it
还有这样的教会要加上有神迹奇事随着
In addition, this true church must be followed by signs and miracles
这样子才能够坚固我们每一个信徒的信仰
So that the faith of the brothers and sisters may be strengthened.
这都是神的恩典。
These are all the grace of God.
所以因此我们也要宣扬这个恩典。
Therefore, we also need to proclaim this grace.
所以我们为主耶稣做见证，就是宣扬神的恩典。
When we share our testimonies, that is to proclaim the grace of God in our lives.
今天我们请从舍瑞多就是喜瑞都教会的姐妹叫做林静之姐妹来做见证
So today we would like to ask Sister Lynn from Cerritos Church to bear testimony
来分享也诉说也等于是诉说神的恩典
To recount the grace of God
请大家一起来分享现在我们请林姐妹
Now we would like to ask Sister Lynn
请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and say a silent prayer.
阿门。哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
感谢神的带领。
We thank God for His guidance.
我去年回台湾，有机会让我参与这一场特别梳洗。
And thank God that I was able to attend a very special baptism in Taiwan last year.
今天我们就大家来分享我的体验。神若愿意，万事皆成。
So today I would like to share with you this testimony that proves.That if God is willing, then all things can be done.
首先我先讲，凡事都有神的美意。
First of all, I would like to share with you that everything has God's purpose.
这次接受施洗的是一对母女。
In this baptism, there was a mother and a daughter who received baptism.
因为她的女儿经常有肠胃出血。
Because the daughter often experienced gastrointestinal bleeding,
住在台湾的各大
intestinal bleeding, and so she had been to many different hospitals,
像台大医学院、台北医学院，还有三军总院、八一七医院，甚至于连妇幼医院，她都曾经就医过。
She has been to many different hospitals that are very big.
可是她一直查不出。出血的原因
But she was not able to find out the cause of her bleeding.
那在医院进进出出长达十八年之久
So she was going in and out of hospitals for about 18 years.
就在去年的七月住在台北医学院
Last year in July, she stayed at the Taipei Hospital.
那个时候有我们教会台北教会福音子的工作人员去分发传单。
And at the time, there was a group of workers from our church gospel team who was passing out the flyers.
就介绍我们的那个基本信仰给他们。
So they introduced our basic beliefs to them.
原本他们是信奉天主教。
And the daughter and the mother, they believed, they were in Catholic Church.
她认为都是信耶稣，没有什么差异。
So they felt that it is the same to be in other churches or Catholic Church.
但是经过我们的长子传道同龄去继续不断的关怀他们。
But after our brothers and sisters and pastor had talked to them numerous times,
并提供我们的那个福音小册给他们看
and have provided a lot of the gospel tracts for them to read.
他阅读了之后才知道有什么所谓的圣灵
Then they're able to understand that there's such thing called the Holy Spirit.
祷告以后也亲身体验到神给他们的恩典
After they prayed, they felt the grace of God upon them.
像他妈妈膝盖本来是酸痛，不能走路很困难。
For example, the mother had experienced some pain and soreness on the knee and was having difficulty walking.
只能细步慢走。
So she had to walk very slowly.
经过祷告了以后，她受圣灵感动而跳跃之后，又有信心，她竟能够像正常人那样的走。
And after she prayed and with faith, she was able to walk normally.
而她的女儿是全身病痛。
And her daughter had a lot of different illnesses.
全靠施打麻灰来止痛。
And she lived her life using morphine.
痛起来都躲在被窝里紧闭双臂。
She would always close her eyes and crunch herself underneath the blanket when she was in pain.
传道叫他连看传道一眼都不看。
When the pastor called her, she could not even take a look at him.
但是经过传道给他按手祷告以后
，But after the pastor laid his hand and prayed for her,
他就不痛了。
Her pain went away.
而且那个腿的水肿也消失。
And the swell on in her legs also disappeared.
他虽然有这些恩典。但是他还不来接受洗礼。
Even though she had a lot of experiences after with our church, yet she did not want to undergo baptism.
因为他父亲强烈的反对。
Because his father greatly opposed.
他父亲是一个将官。
Her father was a military official.
他只信仰三民主义，什么神都不相信的人。
He only believed in democracy, and he does not believe in anything else, including God.
但是我们同龄也不灰心，继续的祷告，求主带领他们。
But our brothers and sisters did not give up, and they continued to pray for them.
在约翰福音十章二十七、二十八节有说：“我的羊听我的声音。”我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 and 28, it states that my sheep will listen to my voice. They know me, and I know them.
又有说，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
And it says that nobody can snatch them away from my hands.
在传道诗三章也有说。
In Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, it also states,
万事均有定时。栽种有时，劳碌无益。
There's a time for everything, and there's a time for planting, and sometimes it may seem like it has no profit.
凡事都有神的美意，不是我们能够主宰的。
Everything has God's beautiful will, and it is not in our expectation sometimes.
所以在台北医学院住院那个时候，他们就没有接受真耶稣教会的施洗。
Therefore, they did not receive the baptism.Of our church when they were staying at the Taipei Hospital.
第二点，我讲人的尽头便是神的起头。
The second thing I would like to share is that the end of man is the beginning of God.
有一天，他女儿在家突然又大出血而休克。
One time at home, her daughter actually started bleeding a lot and actually fainted.
又紧急被送往台大医学院。
So she was sent to the ICU in the to the Taipei Hospital.
经过医师诊断、诊查以后，认为需要住院 再做详细的检查。
So after the examination, the physician recommended that she stay at the hospital for further examinations.
住院以后，医师告诉她是恶性肿瘤。
The doctor told her that she had a malignant tumor.
但是经过治疗也没有好转。
And after some treatment, it did not get better.
有一天，医师就对他女儿宣布说，她的生命只剩下两周。
Therefore, the doctor declared to the daughter that she only had two more weeks to live.
家属十分的伤心与不舍。
The family felt very sad.
不知要怎么做。
They did not know what to do.
我们在希伯来斯九章二十七节说，按着定命，人人都有一死。死后且有审判。
In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, it says that it is appointed for men to live once and after that judgment.
死后审判，这才是我们要用心的去思考。
The judgment after we die is the thing that we should ponder upon.
要得救才能进入永生。
Only if we are saved, then we can enter into eternal life.
行恶要进入永刑。
And those who do evil will go into eternal punishment.
这是多么可怕。
That is very dreadful.
总要趁着还有今日。
So when it is still today,
抓住得救的福音。
Then we need to grab hold on the gospel of salvation.
死算什么？
Then we will not be afraid of death.
经过传道教会同龄的再次安慰与鼓励之下，
So after the encouragement and comfort from the brothers and sisters and the pastor,
他们才决定要来施洗受洗。
They decided to get baptized.
这真是人的尽头便是神的起头。
And that shows that the end of man is the beginning of God's work.
这时候才开启了神的救恩。
And that is when God shows his salvation plan.
他的父亲也不再坚决的反对了。
Her father does not oppose their baptism.
啊，赵传道立刻拿施洗申请书给他写。
So the pastor immediately gave her the application form for baptism.
他父亲就以家长的身份签名盖章。
And the father signed the application as a guardian.
母亲也决定要与他女儿一同来受洗。
The mother also decided to get baptized together with the daughter.
归于主的圣名之下。
And to be baptized under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以教会的主务人员为了要抢救灵命，才决定给予特别施洗。
And the church council decided to hold a special baptism for them.
第三，我讲到，神必有预备。
And the third thing that I would like to share with you is that God always prepares.
在执务会临时开会讨论之后，决定为他们特别施洗。
After the church council has decided to hold a special baptism for them.
因为离那个秋季联姻布道会，还有一个多月。
And because baptism is about a month away from the fall spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
就是去年的十月十六日到二十三日那个时候。
And that was around last year's October.
但是他的女儿生命有限，时间紧迫。
But since the daughter may not live that long,
无法再等待了。
And they were not able to wait.
所以才决定九月一号帮他们进行特别施洗。
So the church council decided to hold a special baptism in September.
我在八月三十一晚上七点多，突然接到台北教会黄执事的电话。
So the day before, which is August 31st, I received a phone call from Deacon Huang.
他问我说，明天能不能一起去为那个要特别施洗的慕道者做一些护理照顾。
He asked me if I would be available to give some help to or nursing help to the truth seeker who's about to be baptized, who's receiving baptism.
我跟他讲说，因为我明天有安排，我晚一点再跟你联络。
And I told him that, that I had some appointments, therefore I will have to call you back.
当时黄执事只告诉我病人是有带尿袋。
And at that time, Deacon Huang only told me that this patient has a urine pouch that she carries.
其他的状况我都不清楚。
And he did not tell me anything else about this patient.
所以黄执事才说晚一点再与我联络。
So Deacon Huang said, I will call you later.
但是到了晚上十点半的时候，我还没有接到他的电话。
But by 10:30 at night, I still did not receive a phone call from him.
我主动找他。
So I called him.
他家里没有人，手机又不通。
But no one picked up the phone.
我很着急地等着，怕会不会病人有出状况。
I was very nervous, thinking that maybe something bad happened to the patient.
所以我心中就一直默祷，不要发生任何状况。
So I kept praying in my heart, asking God that everything will be fine.
后来黄执事打电话来了。
Then later, finally, Deacon Huang called me.
他说他们才开会完，他还在。公车站。
He said that they just finished the meeting and he was still in the bus station.
有黄一位黄姐妹会跟我联络。
And a sister Huang will contact me later.
差不多晚上十点四十分左右，那个黄姐妹才告诉我，明天早上八点二十分的时候在台北教会见面。
So Sister Huang called me at around 10:40, saying that the next day at 8:30 we will meet in Taipei Church.
看了病人之后，我们再做处理。
After we see this patient, then we will talk about how to take care of her.
那个病人的，他只有告诉我那个病人的状况很不好。
She only told me that this patient's situation is not very good.
带尿袋。哪里的病也不知道，只知道是 cancer， 癌症。
So I only knew that she had to carry a urine pouch and that she has cancer.
因为病太多了，她也不清楚。
And because she suffered from so many different illnesses, so the sister isn't very clear about what they were.
我听了以后，我心里有数。
And after I heard that, then I understood how severe the situation is.
我也很担忧，就略做准备。
I was very worried, so I tried to prepare as much as I could.
同时还问自己说，我能够胜任吗？
I even asked myself, am I able to do this?
想到哥林多后书三章第五节那样 这样说，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, it states that it is not that we are sufficient ourselves, but it is God, the sufficiency is from God.
我就立刻祷告神。
So I prayed to God immediately.
将我一切苦楚与忧愁全告诉了耶稣。
I told him all of my worries and anxieties.
我不能独自担此重任。
Because I cannot bear these burdens alone.
因为如果病人在路上发生呼吸困难，
Because if the patient had trouble breathing on the way to baptism site,
我没有氧气,
or she's out of oxygen,
我能怎么办?
Then what would I do?
如果要做 CPR, 心肺苏醒,
if I need to execute CPR,
没有器材,
but I don't have any apparatus,
我怎样保住病人的生命?
Then how can I keep her life?
即使我在想，即使再优秀的医师，在这种状况之下，也是无法救她的。
Even the most skilled doctor would not be able to save her if this happens.
真是家里无盐米，难为巧妇之炊。
This is when even the best cook would not be able to produce anything without salt.
我整夜难眠。
So I was unable to sleep the whole night.
林弟兄就对我说
，And the brother told me，
明天你主要进自己的哪个弟兄？我先生就。
Oh, my husband told me，
明天你只要进自己，做好你自己该做的事，其他不要多说话。
Tomorrow just do your best and do your own duty and don't speak otherwise.
让你在属灵与医学之间去自己去拿捏。
And you can make a decision between what is spiritual and what is medical.
因为我先生知道我会患职业病。
Because my husband knows that I'm maybe a workaholic.
凡与医学有所冲突的，我一定先反对。
And if there's anything thing that is against the medical principle, then I would be opposing to it.
所以对施洗这件圣工，怕我会反对。
So he's afraid that I would be opposing to doing this holy work.
我只能依靠耶稣，求他怜悯看顾。
Therefore, I pray to God to ask him for his mercy and guidance.
也求他能伸出大能的手帮助我。
I ask that his mighty hand will help me.
所以九月一日早上，我就到了台北教会等候同龄一起去台大医院。
So on September 1st, I went to the Taipei Hospital to meet up with the other brothers and sisters.
那时候我才听说，昨天昨晚临时开会要请救护车与护士随行。
So then I found out that during the meeting last night, they were discussing to hire the ambulance and also the nurses to come along to the baptism.
我听了觉得太好了。
When I heard that, I thought it was great.
真是感谢主。
I thank God.
我向他神所求，神都必定救助我。
When I prayed to God for help, he really did help me.
原先那个救护车的费用及护士的费用是很昂贵的，教会没有这个预算是很难行的。
I know that the fees for the ambulance and the nurses was very big.
所以现在有救护车了，我一直耿耿于怀的氧气还有急救器材，我就放心了。
So because they have an ambulance, therefore the medical supplies that I was worrying about last night have been all taken care of.
同时要保护伤口的那个保护膜，在台大的地下室福利社也可以买到。
And even those patches that I need to protect the wounds, I could buy them in the MRT station.
真的，真的，神听我们的祷告，神都会有预备。
So God really listens to our prayer and will prepare for us.
确实，只要尽本分，自己的本分，一切都交托神。
As long as we do our own duties and the rest we give it to God,
我们就没有什么挂虑了。
Then we have nothing to worry about.
我再一次体验到圣经所说的。
Once again, I experience what the Bible says.
耶和华的山上必有预备。
On the mountain of our God, He always prepares.
第四，我讲，神若愿意，万事皆成。
The fourth thing that I would like to share with you is that God will accomplish anything that He wills.
决定好九月一号要为他施洗之后，病人必须要向医院请假才能够外出。
So on September 1st, after we have decided that we will perform baptism on her, then she needs to sign a release form.
医师马上就说
The doctor said,
病人离开病房，发生不幸死亡，医院是不负责的。
And if the patient leaves the hospital and pass away on the way to the site, then the hospital will not be responsible.
更何况他女儿随时都有可能会死亡。
Because she might actually pass away any minute.
除此之外，还有其他更多的问题我们需要考虑。
And in addition, there are many other problems that we need to consider.
像他的体力是否经得起路途的颠簸。
For example, whether her health can last the ride.
因为我听她妈妈说，她起床十多分就哀哀叫。
Because the mom said that every time when she tries to wake up or get up from the bed, she would complain a lot.
我们洗礼堂 最近的七堵马林区啊，也需要四五十分钟的车程。
And the closest Baptist Mobile site where the river is, it's about 40 to 45 minutes away.
因为台北常常塞车，虽然救护车也是一样无法快速通行。
And because there is a lot of traffic in Taipei, therefore the ambulance would not be able to drive very fast.
并且更麻烦的是，病人身上留的管子都是直接通到内脏去，像肾脏，还有打点滴是从肺静脉这边打的。
Furthermore, she has a lot of tubes that go straight to her internal organs, like to the kidney as well as the lungs.
因为他们讲的尿袋不是普通的尿袋。
Because the urine bag is not a normal urine bag.
而是从肾脏造瘘引流尿出来的。
It is, the urine bag is actually connected to the kidney to redirect her urine.
如果你没有处理好，就会被污染或进水。
If anything goes wrong, then she will be infected.
而且立刻会危害到病人的生命。
Then that will cause harm to her life.
我们又不能把它关掉。停止治療。
We cannot turn off the apparatus.
這些工作在醫院，我先有部分的給他治理。在醫院的時候先做一部分的處理。
So at the hospital, before we take her to the ambulance, we already did some preparation work.
並且向醫院要一些消毒紗布跟酒精棉球。
So we asked for those disinfecting gauze and also cotton balls.
还有保护
alcohol cotton balls.
还有保护他伤口的，还剩两片也带随身携带的。
And also the protective patch.
当传道要为他母亲施洗的时候
，So when the pastor was baptizing the mother,
我就告诉护士小姐说。我们教会的施洗仪式就是头向下，全身必须要泡在那个流水中。
I told the nurse that in our church we baptize a full immersion.
护士小姐马上就说，病人绝对不能够这样做。
But the nurse said that you cannot do that to the patient.
这正是我先生前天晚上担心我会说的话。
That is something that my husband was worried that I would say the night before.
所以我先生才会说，我只好做好我自己的工作，不要多说话。
That is why he told me, he reminded me that I should just do my own work and not say too much.
因此从前天晚上我就心中就一直祷告，求神看顾。
And that is why I prayed a lot that the night before and asked God to help me.
在路加福音六章四十五节后段这样说，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Because in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it says that whatever we think, we will say them.
所以当护士对我这样说的时候
So when the nurse told me,
病人不要这样做，我马上就跟他讲说，我们求主看顾，
我们
祷告帮助他。
Must not be immersed in water, then I told her that may God help us and we will pray for her.
为了安全，我们这时又把胸部这边的点滴打点滴的入口封起来。
And for safety's sake, we cover up the place where the IV tube is. We cover the place that where her IV tube is.
我们该做的护理，我们完全做好了。
Whatever precaution we could take, we did them all.
护士小姐才把病人推给我们的工作人员。
Then the nurse turned her over to our workers.
一切就交托神。
Then we gave everything to God.
大家一起唱诗祷告。
Everyone prayed and sang hymns.
传道就按照计划进行。
And the pastor baptized her accordingly.
在11:40左右。
So around 11:40.
在主的带领下
，Under the guidance of God，
我们顺利的完成这对母女的浸水礼及洗脚礼。
We finished the baptism for the daughter and the mother。
感谢主
，Praise God。
她女儿没有发生任何状况。
Nothing bad had, happened to the daughter.
也体验到灵里的真正平安。
She also experienced a spiritual peace.
当工作人员把她推来坐轮椅的时候
，And when the workers put her on the wheelchair,
她还特别做出胜利的手势呀。
She even put a peace sign.
因她已成为神的儿女
，Because she became the daughter of God.
她心里所愿的，神都已经赐给她。
Whatever she wished for, God had given it to her.
圣经说的，因你的救恩，他的快乐何其大。
The Bible says that because of your salvation, he is very joyful.
所以我们立刻返回台北教会举行圣餐礼。
After that, we went back to Taipei Church for the Holy Communion.
并在医师许可的四个小时内，很顺利平安地把他送回台大医院。
So we sent her back within the 4 hours that they had arranged for us.
正印证圣经所说的，神若愿意，万事皆成。
And this shows me that if God is willing, then all things can be done.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于天上的真神。
May all the glory and honor be unto our Father in heaven.
我们现在要看那个。还有时间吗？没有就不用。OK， 好。
啊，因为林姐妹她有带回来一个 DVD。
Sister Lynn had brought back a DVD。
因为时间的关系，我们就尽量我们会尽量来放一些出来，也让大家来看一看她那个洗礼的经过。
So we'll show a clip of the baptism.
Yeah, okay. 感谢主，谢谢林姐妹，分享这个见证。
We thank God for the testimony of Sister Lynn.
刚才已经讲过，见证就是神的恩典，见证神的恩典是对我们的信心来讲是非常重要的。
As we mentioned earlier, that to testify about God's grace is very important to our faith.
在这个见证里面呢，在他的人生快要结束之前呢，能够归入主怀里面呢，这是一件非常有福气的事。
In this testimony, we can see that the sister was able to be baptized and into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right before the end of her life was a very blessed thing.
请大家看约翰福音书第二十章
三十节。Let us turn to John chapter 20, verse 30.
约翰福音书二十章三十到三十一节。
John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31.
三十。
Verse 30.
耶稣在门徒面前，另行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。三十一节。
31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名的生命。从这里说明神迹是不但是为了人信主。
Here it tells us that the signs and miracles are not only for us to believe in Christ.
而且是的生命。
To believe in Christ.
不单只是使人相信主耶稣啊。并且还得真正的生命。
什么东西使人得？使人信主。
使人家。
Yeah, what's right before that?
不就是这节圣经啊。
So this verse tells us that not only do we need to believe that Jesus is Christ.
所以神迹啊，就是造就主内的同龄的信心，也可以向神来向外人来。传扬神的恩典。
So miracles and signs not only help us to believe in Christ, but it helps us to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ.
也可以显现神的全能。
It also shows the power of God.
现在再看一节圣经，就是腓立比书。
Now let's turn to another verse in Philippians.
腓立比书第一章。
Chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章二十一节跟二十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
To live is Christ and to die is gain.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
我正在两难之间。情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
我们从这两节圣经就了解保罗使徒保罗的心情。
From these two verses, we could tell the feeling of Apostle Paul.
因为我活着是属于主耶稣。
For him to live is Christ.
这样子才死了才有益处了。
Only so that to die is gain.
要不然呢，人不知道死了以后要怎么办。
Otherwise, we do not know where we go after we die.
所以必须要活着的时候就要得到主耶稣。
Therefore, when we're living, we need to be, we need to have Christ.
所以这里也讲明了就是说保罗他提出了他的情愿离世，他情愿离世跟主耶稣同在，那是才得好的无比的。
Paul said that he would rather depart from this life and be with Jesus Christ, which is far better.
所以这刚才我们听的见证这个病人他在末期能够真的是相信的，有这样的机会相信的主耶稣，这也是主耶稣的安排，主耶稣的选召。
So in this testimony, we hear that this patient was able to be baptized at the end of her life, and that was the calling of Jesus and His grace. We could say that this person is very blessed.
也可以说, 他就是我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we can say that this person is our sister.
所以他能够归入主耶稣。
That she is able to enter into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他就能够很安详、很快乐的 离世。
That she is able to depart from this world in great peace.
因为他知道这样会安息在主耶稣的怀里。
Because she's able to rest in the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
这是非常 大的福气。
That is a great blessing.
现在我们来 我们刚好到时间了，我们现在是一起默祷。
So now let's bow our heads and say a silent prayer.